One of the most basic and maybe famous questions they ask about Chanukah is how bechlal was it mutter? Now forget about the oil. Let's say according to the Pshat and the Rishonim that the way that they lit the oil was that they filled the kosos 1/8 full every single day. Did they make a bracha? I don't know. But how are you allowed to do that? You have enough to light the menorah one time, perfectly. You divide it up into 8 little segments so that you can't do it right even once. And more than that, forget about the oil. What about the milchama? I mean, what were they thinking? You have this small band of Jews, ma'atim, and you're going to go out and take on the Greek army. You don't stand a chance. Sure, it's Shas Adchak. And even if the Greeks would tell you that you have to change your shoelaces from white or black to red, you have to be killed for it. But that doesn't say that you go out to battle with the Greek army. So what were they thinking? How is it mutter? The famous question. Many answers. But one of the answers is an answer that not only answers this question, but answers a question which is very basic to Parshas Miketz as well. Parshas Miketz starts off with the pasuk Vayhi Miketz Shnasayim Yomim. It was at the end of 2 years. Paro Echolim Mihineim Et Al Yor. Paro as his dream. It was at the end of 2 years. 2 years from the time that Yosef told the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Eifim that they're going to get out of prison. Sara Mashkim is going to be reinstated and the Sara Eifim is going to be killed. Why 2 years? Says the Medrash. Quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim. Ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem mivtachai. Fortunate is a person who trusts in Hashem, whose security rests on the fact that Hashem runs the world. Fortunate is the person who, when he has a problem, he doesn't have to turn to experts, he doesn't have to turn to doctors. All he has to do is daven to Hashem and feel totally secure that Hashem is going to take care of his needs. V'loy pana el rahavim. And he doesn't turn to Rehavim as Rav Ravin, great people, experts. That's what the Pasuk says. A person who feels that Hashem will solve all of his problems, all I have to do is daven, he's a fortunate man. The person who feels that he has to rely on the experts, run here, run there, take advice, do ishtadlus, see, he's got a rougher life. Okay. Comes the Medrash and says as follows. Ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem mivtachai. Fortunate is the person who trusts in Hashem. He just davens, he relies on Hashem for everything. Ze Yosef. That's Yosef. Yosef didn't have any problems. Yosef just had to rely on Hashem. Whatever he wanted, he davened for. V'loy pana el rahavim. And the person who doesn't turn to the experts, and here the Medrash says something funny. Al yedei she'amar l'sara mashchim zechartani v'hizkartani nitosef lo yishtei shanim. Because of the fact that Yosef told the Sara Mashkim, remind Paro that he's got to take me out of here, he had to stay an extra 2 years. Azoy zok the Medrash. The Velt asked the Kasha, all the Mefarshim and Medrash ask it. The Medrash doesn't make any sense. It starts out by saying, Ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem mivtachai. Who is that? Yosef. Yosef is the boteach. And then it turns around and says that Yosef was punished because he wasn't the boteach. Because he was mishtadel. Because he told the Sara Mashkim to mention him to Paro. So wait a second. Which one is it? Is Yosef a boteach? Or is Yosef the one who flunked the exam and he relied on the Sara Mashkim instead? But more than that, the Beis HaLevi asks that what was wrong with what Yosef did? I mean, Yosef didn't exactly make a very big asik. All he did was tell the Sarah Mashkim, get me out of here. Ask them a favor. And we're supposed to do that. Hare, the Pasuk says in Devarim, that if you want to be blessed, Uveirachcha Hashem b'chol asher taseh. Hashem blesses your Maisi Yadayim. You're supposed to work. You're supposed to do Ishtadlut. V'yasafta degon chavisi roishcha v'yitzarecha. Rabbi Yishmael, harbeyasu ki Rabbi Yishmael, the Gemara in Brachas, do Ishtadlus, go to work, v'olu b'yadam. So what was wrong with what Yosef did? What was the problem with asking the Sarah Mashkin? In order to understand Pshat in this Medrash, in order to understand what was wrong with Yosef did, so we have to understand fundamentally what Bitachon and Hishtadlus is really all about. And we take from there a major, major Yesod in life and a major Yesod for Chanukah. Oftentimes I think that for myself it's definitely true. We don't understand what the concept of bitachon really means. You ask the average person, what does it mean to have bitachon? See, they're going to say it means to have total faith, total trust in Hashem. You have an image of the guy there, he wants to work on his bitachon. So what does he do? He sits there and he thinks, Ein oid milvadoi, Ein oid milvadoi, Ein oid milvadoi. There's nothing in the world except for Hashem. Beis HaLevi says that's a great Musar Seder. But that's not bitachon. Bitachon is a state of mind. Bitachon means that a person feels secure and tranquil like a little baby in his mother's arms. And he feels that he's in this beautiful, tranquil world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him. He's not nervous. He's not edgy. He feels totally cared for and totally taken care of. That's what bitachon is. However, there are various ways of reaching that state. And this is where we're different. There's the person like Yosef. There's the person who's a boteach b'Hashem. That his security, his feeling of tranquility just comes from the fact that he knows that he lives in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's world. And all he has to do is daven. All he has to do is ask. Like a little baby cries to its mother, immediately he gets scooped up in her arms. He doesn't feel like he has to do any ASIC. He doesn't feel like he has to run to a doctor. He doesn't feel like he has to run to make a business. All he has to do is ask for Hashem, and he knows that Hashem is going to take care of the problem. But that's Yosef. That's very special people. In order for us to feel tranquility, we can never do that. I'm sick with a flu, I just daven, no, now it's going to get better, I got to go run to the doctor. Otherwise, I'm going to be nervous. And if I'm nervous, I have no bitachon. Because bitachon means that I'm secure. For the mere mortals amongst us, says the Beis HaLevi, how do you reach bitachon? How do you reach the state where you feel tranquil and secure and say Hashem is taking care of it? You have to help out and do your part. You have to go to a doctor. You have to get a job. And then after you do all your hishtadlos, after you do your part of the package, so then you say, listen, I'm secure, it's going to work out, it's going to be great, I'm going to be successful, and you know who's really making it work? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really making it work. That's what bitachon really means. Says the Beis HaLevi, you want to know what the Midrash means when it says that Yosef was the Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam Hashem Miftacho, and yet Yosef was the person who sinned by going ahead and telling the Sarah Mashkim to please mention him to Paro. He says, Hagufa. Since Yosef was on that highest level of bitachon, since Yosef saw the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was cradling him in his arms, all he has to do is ask. For him, any extra form of hishtadlus is extraneous. And it's wrong. If all you need to do is ask, then what are you doing any asik for? You shouldn't. So Hagufa. Yosef is the person who's the Boteach Ba'Hashem, and because of that, he got punished by asking the Sarah Mashkin. A person who's on a lower level. A person who, in order to feel security, needs to work, needs to do, needs to talk, needs to put in an effort. Nothing wrong with that. And that's exactly what the story is with the Chashmonaim as well. We don't get it. How can a few people go to war with the Greek army? Why is that? Because with our eyes, we see the Greek army as being a formidable force. But if you live in a world where you have to really pit the Ratzon Hashem against a bunch of tanks or a bunch of elephants or legions of soldiers, who's really more powerful? Everybody knows that all the legions of soldiers just fall in an instant when Hashem wants them to. So if you live in that world where you have a crystal clarity that if all I have to do is ask Hashem and He takes care of it, go to war with the Greek army. Because that's the world that you're living in. That's the Ashrei Adam HaBoteach BaHashem. And when you live on that level, so then it's no problem. I just want to finish off by just reading you the words of this Beis HaLevi, because it's a fundamental principle. He shows you what bitachon means. He says, Zehu klal isha Yisraeli. This is the rule for a Jew. Sheyia liboy sheiketu beteach b'Hashem. A person should always be tranquil, and he should always feel secure that Hashem is going to take care of him. The reason that the Torah said, you know, you can work and you can make all kinds of efforts. Not everybody is capable of feeling secure just by saying, okay, listen, Hashem is taking care of me. I'll ask Him and it's going to be fine. Therefore, we're allowed to make an effort so that we have help. So that we'll reach the level where we do feel secure and we'll be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in fact the one who's bringing Hatzlacha to our efforts. He adds on one more point over here. He draws a correlation between bitachon and learning Torah. He says that just like when we learn Torah, the best way to learn Torah is Torah Lishma. I learn Torah for its own sake. But let's say I can't. Let's say that I'm not motivated enough to learn properly because for the right reason. So then what should I do? Bitach Shalai Lishma, Bo Lishma. Learn Torah because you have a sense of competitiveness. Because it's what everybody is doing. I'm in a good environment. For whatever reason, whatever turns you on. But at the end of the day, learn and learn well. And then say to yourself, okay, obviously the reason that I did this was not really because I wanted to mentally torture my chavrusa. It was because there's something redeeming, there's something great in Torah, and you'll appreciate it. And the more you do it, you'll feel the mesikas haTorah, and it will elevate you. And then you'll be able to do it lishma. Mitoich shaloi lishma, ba lishma. Give yourself that boost. Have somebody spot you so you get up to really learning. And similarly, says the Beis HaLevi, that's what happens with bitachon. The highest madriga, a person is able to feel secure just because of the fact he lives in Hashem's world. There's nothing to worry about. If I know that I live in Hashem's world and I can ask Him for what I need, He's going to give it to me, that's the best. I'm mamish in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, total tranquility. I live in a beautiful, blissful world. I'm totally in touch with Hashem. But the normal people amongst us can't do that. So in order to feel connected with Hashem, what you have to do is you have to make effort. You have to go to work and you have to go to the doctor and you have to get to the point that now you feel secure it's going to work out. And then you say to yourself, now who really did it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did it. And you thank him and you get used to the fact that he takes care of you. Don't delude yourself into thinking that you did it. You have to give him credit for it. Then little by little by little, you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of all of our needs. You can slowly but surely pull back and lessen the hishtadlus and lessen the hishtadlus and lessen the hishtadlus until you realize that you're 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And that's the Nes of Chanukah. The Nes of Chanukah is that when a person is on a level that they realize that you don't need a full kos of oil, even 1/8 is going to light, or you don't need to have a massive army to wage war with the Greeks. If you live in Hashem's world, Hashem takes care of everything, so then you can be Metzliach. Give everybody a bracha over here, that we all be zeicha to feel the Mesikos HaTorah, and to really appreciate Torah, so that we can all learn Torah Lishma, experiencing the greatness and the infinity of Torah, and also on the other level, that we feel the security and the bliss of living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, realizing that all we really have to do is talk to Hashem and ask, and then He'll be there for us, cradling us like a mother cradles her baby in his arms, and we'll feel batuach, we'll feel shaket, we'll feel comfortable, we'll feel confident, and we'll feel bliss, and we'll feel very, very tranquil. And halavai, we should live our life like that.